Right, item three, let's move into the agenda proper. Update on the business viability study for development of site four. I at this stage have to step down, and Vincent is here, I think. Just for members' information, my firm is one of the sub-consultants who won this particular assignment, and obviously it would be inappropriate for me to chair this particular item. I leave it to Vincent to decide whether I stay or not, but clearly I can't chair the item anyway, that's very clear. So, Vincent, over to you, if I may.
Thank you, Nick. Morning, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, we think subject to next declaration of interest as chairman, we have to decide whether next should stay. According to our practices, because this is a open meeting, so anyone can actually sit to hear the meeting. So I don't see any reason that Nick should be vacated from this room, unless any one of you has an objection. If there's no, then I think we'll have Nick staying in the meeting, and obviously, well, he will keep silent. Okay, members, I wonder whether there are any members who would also declare interest for this item other than Nick. Okay, so well, we welcome the following representatives to the meeting. We have Mr. Peter Mock from the Development Bureau, a project manager and consultant, GHK Hong Kong Limited, Mr. Tom Callahan, senior consultant. Their subconsultants, Professional Property Services, Mrs. Margaret Brook, and Earth Asia Design Group, also as a subconsultant, Mr. Patrick Lau, and partner of Minter Allison, Mr. Sam Ferrans. Thank you. So you see, also see some familiar faces from the consultant team, particularly the two sub-consultant, Margaret, who is an alternative member of DECs, who is the CEO of the Professional Property Service Limited. Today, DEC is represented by Dr. Andrew Thompson. Mr. Patrick Lau is also a alternate member of the Hong Kong Institute of Landscape Architects, who is a representative of the Harbourfront Commission, but not as a member of the Hong Kong Task Force. Patrick is now is representing the chairman of the East Asia Design East Asia Design Group. So after all this introduction, I would like to invite Mr. Mock, Peter, and Mr. Callahan of GHK Hong Kong to speak with the aid of the PowerPoint. Over to you, Peter.
Thank you, Chairman, and good morning, members. GHK Hong Kong Limited was recently appointed to carry out the business viability study for the development of Site 4 and possibly Site 7 in the new Central Harbourfront. I will now invite Mr. Tom Callahan of GHK and their teams to brief members on their methodology and approach to the studies.
Yep, okay, good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Task Force members, for the opportunity to speak this morning. We've been asked by Development Bureau to very quickly give you an overview of our proposed approach for this project. I won't go into too much detail at this stage. I'm sure we'll get to know each other very well over the coming months. But there will be time for a short Q&A at the end. Since you've already been introduced to team members, I will get straight on. Very quickly today, I intend to present a quick overview of our understanding of this project's objectives. I'd like to introduce you very quickly to the team we've assembled for doing this work, and I shall very quickly run you through our proposed approach. Now, the objectives of this study are very clearly stated in the study brief, which I understand the Commission has had input into. The objectives are stated on the slide are to evaluate potential of Site 4, assist in developing and evaluate the results of the EOI, determine financial viability under alternative approaches, recommend a preferred approach, and advise on the best institutional framework. However, of course, we understand there's more to it than just this. Although the brief talks about financial viability, the study's objectives are not purely financial. If it was, the government would adopt a standard land sales approach. However, the site is too sensitive for this. Rather, it needs a solution that has a public interest at its heart, and that recognises that PPC is not just about government, and the private sector also includes the community and NGOs, as per your Commission's own terms of reference. To meet the objectives of this study, we think we've assembled quite a strong team. It's an experienced team, moreover it's a team that's capable of doing all that's required for this study. For example, the study needs financial modelling, that will be led by ourselves, the GHK. The study needs a property team to determine what should be developed on the sites, and thus feed into the financial model. This will be led by PPS, also includes Earth Age to advise on the promenade, and Franklin and Andrews to advise on the costs. The study needs experience in developing PPC frameworks and testing those to the market. That will be led by Redhill Consulting. Finally, this study needs legal expertise, with actual first-hand experience in setting these vehicles up and getting them off the ground. This will be provided by Minter Ellison. So, that's our team. Now, our approach to the study is generally as per the study brief. The slight exception is split the study into four discrete stages. Stage one is all about understanding what can be developed on the site, what its constraints are, where it's built next door. It's about understanding how local and international developments have overcome such constraints and made the most of their unique waterfront opportunities. On the basis of this, it's about coming up with an initial development concept for Sites 4 and Site 7, and it's about estimating on the basis of this whether, at a high level, the two sites have potential to be independently financially viable, or whether it requires some degree of government or cross-subsidy. Results of task one will be documented in the inception report, the results of the entire stage, in the end of stage one deliverable, the preliminary report on business potential. The second stage will be working with development bureaus to develop the market sounding materials, evaluate the results of this market sounding, and on the basis of this, if necessary, review and revise as suggested development concepts for Site 4 and Site 7. At stage three, we'll develop the range of PPC approaches the financial model will have to deal with. We'll build the model, we'll run the analysis based on the revised site concepts as identified in Site 7. And having sensitivity tested the answers, we'll then look at ways of reducing the funding gap if necessary. The final stage is about coming up with the recommended approach and development model. The recommended approach will be based on the basis of a qualitative assessment and a quantitative assessment based on the outputs of the financial model. The recommended model is selected that conforms to the needs of this site and the needs of this commission. Having identified a preferred model, we'll then consider how best to make that model truly deliver what you need it to, including institutional framework and performance management approach. Finally, the overall work program based on this approach is pretty straightforward. It's as per the brief. One thing to note, because of the hiatus caused by EOI exercise, we'll start some of the tasks early, some of the initial identification of PPC approaches to help you meet and us meet our deliverables and our deadlines. The overall study is 10 to last 28 weeks, and that's our target we intend to hit. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Members, see if you have any comments and views. Over to you, members. Any member? Paul?
Great team. We know them all, so that's good. just a few points. I know it says Site 4 and 7 in our last discussion that we had about the waterfront. Site 8 was also to be included in this review. We're not going to put it in the advanced promenade, so we have to put it one way. Either we take it in the advanced promenade, or we put it with this project. Either way, we've got to stick it somewhere. I don't see it on either of them, so I think we've got to make that clear. In terms of the team, my question would be, how you're going to deal with constraints. Constraints can be hard and soft constraints, but how are you going to identify them and how you're going to, you know, going to see whether you are, whether they're constraints or not. There might be things that you don't think are constraints and the Bureau may think they're constraints, or Highways may think they're constraints, or CDD may think they're constraints, or the Marine Department. So, I mean, I think we should have absolute transparency about those constraints and identify the blockages so that we can identify cost and opportunities against the constraints rather than hiding them or taking them as constraints as they are being given in the discussions you're having. Because we have had that in the past, so, and I think that we kind of just have that absolutely clear and on the table. I'd like to have your feedback on that. In terms of market sounding, my question is, how are you going to market sound kind of like the political aspiration side of the Central Western District Council? How are you going to market the sound, the input from the community of what they aspire to, and how are you going to judge those aspirations those are my 3 points. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Paul. Peter?
I think it might be good to get some clarification on whether the total site encompasses sites 4 and 7, or whether it's a combination of both of them. That's my first point. And if there is to be any reference in the study to any proposed sites actually outside this area in terms of the prevailing planning context.
Thanks, Peter. Other members? Well, perhaps the consultant can give a brief response to the comments and question raised by Peter. Right. Yes?
By Peter or by Paul first?
Either.
Okay.
All right. That's okay.
Paul's first question was about Site 8. The brief in the study is very clearly on Sites 4 and Site 7 at this stage. If we want to add Site 8, then that's currently beyond scope. We can discuss about doing so. The question on constraints, we fully appreciate this is a tricky one. Moreover, it's one we need to get to the bottom of. You'll notice on our methodology, task one is about determining site fundamentals. This is about what can be developed on these sites, but also what cannot be developed and where things can and cannot be developed. This work is ongoing, it's almost been completed. To our knowledge, our intention is to then have this signed off in the inception report, such that in the very first deliverable, in the inception report, we have an agreed list of all the constraints these sites are facing. Those constraints are then set for the study, and we know the parameters we're working to. Finally, on the market sounding exercise, the market sounding exercise in the brief is to be conducted by the government. The role of the consultant is to advise and assist on the preparation of the materials and then evaluate responses when they come back. My understanding is it's not a full public consultation exercise, it's a market sounding exercise. We'll be advising on the materials, we'll be advising on how to elicit greater sense of response, greater response rate from the people we go out to consult. But our role is limited to the advising and assisting government on the materials, and then producing a full evaluation report of every response we receive. Finally, to respond to Peter Cook and Smith's comment on Sites 4 and Site 7, the brief talks about determining the financial viability of Site 4 and potentially Site 7. The idea is to come up with a model that certainly works for Site 4, and if possible, to come up with one that involves Site 7 in this scheme as well. Our hope is to come up with something we can work for both sites, be those individually or as together. Our best bet at this stage is that both the market and government, and indeed this commission, would like to have a single scheme that successfully delivers what we need for both sites together. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Follow-up questions? Further comments? Yes, Andrew.
Thank you, Chairman. The site is designated to really be for support for the waterfront-related uses, and I note the 28-week time frame is quite a tight period. The the message we heard earlier in the session was that the detailed design for the advanced works would not be available until mid-year. And again, you know, transparency of information and making sure that we understand what the waterfront is going to be used for, even in the advanced stage, because that advanced stage, I've always felt, is going to be the longer-term predominant use of the waterfront rather than just a short-term expedient use. I really think it's very important for us to have a clearer definition of the theming and the approach of the waterfront, and then the relationship between Site 4 and the waterfront is really paramount. I think we're still struggling to get at that. So that defining the waterfront in this area of Hong Kong Island and its relationship to Site 4, I think, is the key to sort of unlocking the true potential of the waterfront. And Site 4 is there as an enabling site. It isn't a site in its, so the relationship is critically important. So I'm sort of struggling to see in the time frame with the information we're getting about the availability of information on the waterfront whether or not we're going to run into information flow challenges. And I just ask if you perceive that to be a problem, and if that will affect the schedule of the work that you have to do.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Andrew. Further questions from members? Yes, Paul.
Yes, on that point, the site data, I think we need clarification from this committee. And on the constraint side, my follow-up question to the consultants is, if you do the list of constraints, you say they have to be signed off, who's going to sign them off, and will we see the list of constraints, and will you include there the why not and how much it would otherwise cost to make sure that they're not a constraint? We're not going to be able to do this because we have been told we can't do it. I'd rather see the list of constraints and to see why they can't be done with a good reason behind it, rather than just these are constraints we have been signed off on.
Okay. Thanks, Paul. Yes, Tom, can you give a brief response?
Yeah.
I'll deal firstly with Paul's. Maggie Brooke will respond to Andrew's comments. In terms of who will be signing this off, our client for the study is the Development Bureau. We will produce a list of constraints. It will be up to the Development Bureau to sign these off and agree them. They are then fixed for the study. Sorry? And this will be, obviously, not, as you're saying, not just a list of constraints, but also understanding of why these are constraints and how fixed they are. There are information flows difficulties. What is imperative is that we know from the outset exactly what we're dealing with, exactly what we can play with, exactly what we can't play with. Things don't change, the study goes on, we need to set these things down and then we'll work with them from there. Maggie, if you'd like to respond further to Andrew.
In a way it's the same for the advanced promenade. I have already started to write the site fundamentals. And of course you come to certain constraints for some of the information that is already to hand. I think as far as some of the fundamentals are concerned for Site 7, we have certain parameters. But of course that will change and the design will change, and that will change perhaps the whole feel and theming. So this is a bit of a moving feast, and we may have to adjust some of the concepts as we get more information from the task force and the commission. But at the moment, we have to try and do it step by step and work with what we've got, but maybe flagging issues that may be needing review as we get further designs and further information.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, Peter.
Yes, can I just get back to Site 4 again for a moment? I agree with Andrew. I mean, I think I'm still a little bit worried as to quite where things are going in terms of design. If we look at Site 4, actually, it's zoned other uses, isn't it? And the idea seems to be some sort of festival market. Site 7 is actually promenade and open space. Planning Department have actually prepared, well, I wouldn't call it a brief, it's a series of around about 16 points, which vary from setbacks to integration of open space and so on and so forth. So, where does the investigation actually start? Does it take on board all of these aspects, or are we starting from scratch in terms of potential land use?
Yes, thanks, Peter. Other members? Okay, yes. Margaret?
As you say, under the in the brief, we are sort of it set out what the urban design study came up with for Site 4, which was a harbour place providing waterfront-related commercial and leisure uses to complement the waterfront promenade, as well as provide an anchor at the harbourfront, thereby adding vibrancy and diversity of waterfront experience. They also come up with some ideas on landscaping, which we've discussed before. And then they also come up with this idea that the landscape, courtyard type, food, beverage, small type retail. But of course, that's what it is, and that's what the guidelines are, but it doesn't mean to say exactly what we think may be viable under a PPC concept. So this has to be looked at, and it has to be reviewed, as to the viability, and as to the three major constraints which we've been given. But we have been told that the others could be maybe more flexible and adjusted, so we need to review those. The three major constraints are the GFA, which I think people understood was 7,500 square metres, a maximum building height of 20, which I don't think probably any of us would disagree with. But there are three non-building areas, and they are infrastructure related, and I don't think there is very much we can do about that. Mm-hmm. But we will have a look and see.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the infrastructure, of course, is progressing as we speak. And what is there is probably what we have got. But we need to review that, and we haven't started yet. So we do need to look at those things. And Site 4 is the preliminary focus. But I think, as Tom said, some preliminary work indicated that maybe Site 4 in isolation is not the optimum way of looking at these sites, which was why it was opened up to look at Site 7 as very much a context and setting site, and that maybe it might be a more attractive PPC opportunity with both sites together. But this is not fixed again. It's subject to what turns up and is revealed during the market sounding and the general study progress.
Thanks, Margaret. Well, anyhow, I think that this is just the start of the project, as Margaret has said, or even they haven't started work yet. Okay, but I think throughout the course of the task force meeting, I suppose that the team will be reporting to the task force on a regular basis, isn't it? So may I, as chairman, request that the task force would hear the progress of the consultancy study in our following task force meeting. Is that okay? Right.
Yes, Chairman.
Oh, good. Any other questions from members? Well, there's no further question. Well, we await your further report. And thank you very much for coming to this meeting. Yes, Paul?
Chairman, I raised the issue of Site 8, and I'm thinking that some guest in the harbour unit last time said Site 8 was not included in the advanced promenade because it was going to be included in this contract. I was going to wait for this, but now it doesn't appear in there, so it doesn't appear anywhere. And Site 8 is an important site because it's right there where most of the tourists are at the Star Ferry Piers, and the Central Ferry Piers 9 and 10. So either we're going to leave 9 and 10 as an ugly empty space, or we include it in one or the other, but we've got to stick it somewhere. I prefer we stick it in the advanced promenade works, but if that is so, we fix it up quickly and make it a nice space. But if we don't, we're going to wait for these guys got to be told this with them. But either one way or another, we've got to have a choice, otherwise it sits there between nothing. So I think we need to get some clarity at this meeting, if possible.
Mm-hmm. So do you want the consultant team to respond to you?
No.
Or you are making this as a comment?
We have a site that's hanging in nothing right now. Last meeting, in the minutes it says it has to wait for Site 4 and 7, but they said it's not with them. So then what are we going to do? Leave Site 8 just sitting there idle for now, or what are we going to do? Are we going to put that Queen's Pier back up as soon as possible, make the site nice? Right now it's an empty, big, open space where nobody wants to go. So we got an ugly hole sitting there on our waterfront.
Right, okay. So now we are on this consultancy study agenda. So, well, I would just ask whether the Development Bureau would answer the question from Paul. If this is not in the scope of the consultant study, so how, is there a program or any plan for Site 8? Can I interpret that as that, Paul? Right. Yep. Yes, Gracie?
The consultant has already explained in their brief they are to look at Site 4 and possibly Site 7. As you know, this PPC idea is a relatively new idea because initially we only think about Site 1 and 2. But as our work progressed, we explored two more PPC. And one is Hoi Yu Street that is covered in the Island East, Hong Kong Island East study as well. Another is this one. As work progressed, it is pretty clear to us with the support of the Commission that this PPC should explore not only Site 7, but Site 4, but possibly Site 7. Possibly Site 7. This is what we would like the consultant to look at. How much more we could expand the PPC, looking at whether it is financially viable. In our initial plan, as I explained to the task force before, we'd like to proceed with the advanced promenade for Site 7 to make the promenade available. In our original planning, in order to have a holistic approach to this site, Site 7 is to be looked at together with Site 8. So it is true that now we have this PPC and we would like to expand its scope from originally Site 4 to possibly Site 7. The projects will then become much more interconnected, interrelated. And that's why in this consultancy, we hope that the consultant will produce results, help us in complete the market sounding within a relatively short time. Of course, this is a very prime site.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be more prime and valuable in the heart of Central. But in order to have a holistic planning, which has been advocated by this commission, and we fully subscribe to this view, while we are doing it step by step, we are fully aware of the timing and the interrelationship between the project.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd like to see the consultant recommendation first,
mm-hmm,
before we proceed on more long-term planning of Site 7 and Site 8. I think that's what I explained at the last meeting and has already been put on record as far as Site 7 and Site 8's long-term developments are concerned.
Okay, thank you, Gracie. Paul?
Yeah, so I understand that the development of Site 8 is going to be subject to the outcome of this study, which means that we may make changes to the development of Site 8 on the basis of the outcome. And if we're not going to make changes, then can we make the Site 8 a nice site as soon as possible, put Queen's Pier there and make it work? If we're going to wait with doing the reconstruction because we think we're going to make changes, i.e. maybe not put Queen's Pier there, or we're going to do other changes, then we're going to either be clear, but I mean, we either make the area nice, it's a pit hole now, it's a very important area, so we either make it nice soon, and then it's a constraint, it's done, or we say we can make changes, and therefore we ask them to give us the input on the changes we want. But otherwise, we're sitting here waiting for nothing. I mean, there's got to be a reason why we're waiting. So, if it's not part of their contract, I don't know why we're waiting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Paul, yes, thanks for your comments, I appreciate that. I think the question is, if Site 8 is not part of the consultant's study, well, you know, there are two ways of looking at Site 8, whether there is a long-term planning or long-term or beautification work later or some temporary or advanced beautification work. So your question is just on how do we deal with Site 8 in the current situation, even without the outcome of the consultancy study, right? Yeah. Gracie?
It's not straightforward. When we try to put advanced promenade like Site 7, we are asked to have design themes,
mm-hmm,
detailed design concepts, holistic themes, and we are being criticized for not designing
mm-hmm
things holistically. And what I've explained is the approach
mm-hmm
we have developed in consultation with this commission. So, I would see problem in advancing the work of design for Site 8 without knowing what is happening to Site 4 and Site 7. But in a response to members' question, the consultant also say that the brief is very clear. site 4 and site 7. But in their work, if they see opportunities, they will put to Development Bureau and they will also put to this commission. I think that is a very helpful comment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Can I say that, well, the consultant would not exclude Site 8 as a possibility of a...
But in terms of, to be fair to the consultant,
yeah,
it may be too much to state addition of specific sites.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think put it, yes, Peter.
Could I just make one
yeah,
point? This is a business viability study, and I think the part four of the exercise, this recommended model for implementation and institutional framework, am I right in saying that there is to be no broad physical concept produced at the end of the day, or development parameters that are going to give some kind of alternative spatial definition to the site?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Fair question. Yes, Tom.
The study brief doesn't request any detailed designs or detailed plans to produce. It doesn't actually talk much about the concept either. You'll notice in our methodology we've suggested, and it's the reason we brought Maggie and the property team on board, is to actually come up with a indicative development concept. So we're not going to simply take the planning department's GFA and maximum height density and say, okay, it's all high end dining or something, so therefore you'll make X return and then plug that into a model. What we're proposing to do is come up with indicative development concepts for the two sites, certainly for site 4, potentially for site 7 as well. On the basis of the market standing, we'll be revising those, and the output, you will have an indicative site concept which we think is possibly best to go there. It's then of course up to the Commission and Development Bureau themselves to whether to take those recommendations on board or not.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. Right. Thank you. I think, any other questions? I think the response to Paul, well, put it like this. I do not see that if any immediate beautification of Site A, if necessary, is absolutely linked to the result of the consultancy study, right? So I think while we are on the agenda of this consultancy study, Paul, you can certainly follow up this on other agenda, which I'll give it back to Nick as the chairman. Right, but I think your points are noted, right? And by the meeting.
Yeah, Chairman, I think we just need a date for getting that site fixed up.
Right.
If there's no need to wait for this consultancy study, which was suggested,
yeah,
or you know, if you don't have to wait, then let's fix it up and
yeah,
get it done.
That is loud and clear.
You know,
right,
I mean, it's
yeah,
a hole right now.
Yeah.
Well, we can get the Queen's Peer back if that's being promised.
Right.
Do it. Do it. Don't wait.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Any other questions? Yeah. So come back, Nick.
Thank you, Vincent.
Thank you.
Just picking up on Site 8, I think what I will ask is Development Bureau to come back at the next meeting or at a future meeting with their thoughts and plans for Site 8, and we can address it as a separate item. I think that's probably the best thing.